Back now with Day to Day. Our next story is for those of you who have resolved to travel more this year. National Geographic has a new coffee table book that can help you with plans. It's called Journeys of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Trips. Keith Bellows is editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine. He wrote the introduction to this book. Keith, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
500 trips. How many of these trips have you actually made?
I actually have done about 52
of these trips.
Mm-hmm.
The trips that you write about here in this book, I think these are more leisurely trips. These are places you write about where it would be good to go and spend a little time. The book is full of pictures and a lot of very specific travel advice of things to see when you go on these journeys, places to stop for a while. How did you put all this together?
The wonderful thing about being at the Geographic is it is the world's greatest travel sandbox. You know, if you just go to our cafeteria, everybody has been somewhere, going somewhere, and they have great stories. And so it's not really hard to sift that culture and find what's really, really great. And that's what we did.
Let me ask you about some of the specific trips that are highlighted in the book. And I'd like to start here in California. You write about the Pacific Coast Highway Drive through Big Sur. And what I like about this is it's a very accessible trip. It wouldn't cost you a lot of money to go on this trip, and anyone can do it. All you need is a car.
Totally free, but I will tell you that you might want to upgrade a little bit to a convertible, just so you have the top down. You can remember what it was like when you were only, 23 and fancy free and just spinning down the highway. And it is one of the greatest panoramas, well, certainly in America. I won't say the world, but it's right up there.
You break this up into road trips, water trips, gourmet trips, and a section called In the Footsteps, journeys for those of us interested in music and culture. One example from that, the Blues Pilgrimage in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Again, very accessible.
Yeah, I stumbled across this. And, of course, that's the greatest way to experience travel. I came into Memphis. I was driving down into Mississippi, which is not a place that I would have ever thought that I would go. And I was just transported. You go down Highway 61, which, by the way, there's a crossroads there. I think we all know it from Eric Clapton's version of Robert Johnson's original Crossroads. And this is blues territory. And you go to Clarksdale and, there's blues clubs everywhere. Morgan Freeman owns or co-owns one of them. This is a real experience. It's not the most beautiful part of the world. This is real America. And the music suffuses everything.
Let's go abroad here for a moment because the gourmet section, very appealing. There's a Bedouin feast in Jordan. Have you actually gone to that, or was that someone else's? Did someone else get to write that piece?
No, I have actually done that and went to Petra, which is an incredible experience in itself. The Bedouin feast, my personal version of that, a camel driver took me to his home. We sat down. He gave me a plate of piled high with rice and lamb, and I thought, oh, this is really great. As the rice disappeared and the lamb became more apparent, it was a lamb's head. He handed me a wonderful big jug of what I thought was soup, but bobbing in the top was an eyeball.
You know, Keith, I think I'm going to pass on the Bedouin feast. But
yeah, but you know what? The rice and the lamb was great.
For our listeners who like action, maybe not at the dining table, you suggest skiing in France.
This is Mont Blanc, which is the tallest mountain in Europe. You go on what's called a teleférique. You go to the very top. If you've got your skis, that's great. But you're basically just sort of shuffling out, and suddenly you come to this top of nowhere. You drop down below the clouds, and you see a vista that is really kind of unimaginable. You see France laid out like a tabletop. And you ski, and you ski, and you ski, and it takes about 7 hours. And then you come down through the village, the trees, and you end up in Chamonix, which is one of the great sort of world hotspots for wonderful meeting of culture, music, nightlife, I guess you would say.
I know that you have younger children now.
Yes, indeed.
If you could just pick a place that you could go with the family, simple kind of trip for the year, where do you think it might be?
One overseas would be Japan. I think the incredible thing about Japan is they love kids. And you can go to a place like Kyoto and go to gardens, they really respect space. There's a place called the Moss Garden, which is all about tranquility and just a sort of feeling of nature. So that would be my first one. Closer to home, nothing better than to put the kids in the back of the car and drive through Vermont, especially if you're talking September, October. Kids, I find, at that time of year, when you're whipping through the most glorious show of color, which comes with the change of the leaves in Vermont, there's nothing like it. The other place I would do is San Francisco. Why? Well, Exploratorium is an amazing, you know, hands-on museum. But San Francisco is all about ups and downs. And so when you take kids up and down those mountains, or you put them on the streetcar, or you take them to the beach, or you put them in the back seat of the car and you drive them over the Golden Gate Bridge at, you know, sunrise or sunset, there's nothing like that. And those are the transfixing memories that I think our kids really remember.
Keith Bellows, editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine. He wrote the introduction for the new book, Journeys of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Trips. Keith, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Bon voyage.
Thank you, and you too.
It's National Geographic, so we do have photos and more information about some of Keith's favorite journeys at our website, npr.org.